Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's the second hour here of Fantasy Sports Today, and we are action-packed in this hour. Anthony Aniano is going to join us from Roto Baller on Hot Take Tuesday. Also, Cardinals reliever John Gant will join us at 1:40 Eastern. We'll talk about how the Cardinals all of a sudden are clicking, and plenty more here on the show as we tell you what you guys voted for on this edition of You Make the Call. Fantasy Sports Today, Hour 2 starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, double it, way back in.
Oh, he caught it! Oh, unbelievable! Touchdown!
For three, puts it in!
The Phillies have probably been one of baseball's biggest disappointments thus far. When you add a player for $300 million in Bryce Harper, I think you got to get better than what you've gotten. And I don't know if it's just like the Joey Votto syndrome, we're always looking for his pitch or a walk, but you're talking about back-to-back years of batting averages in the 250s. And his OBP was almost 400 last year. I thought he had a great year last year. People were like, oh, he's not that good. 34 home runs, 130 walks, led the league. He wasn't getting pitches to hit. Give me like a trade that probably won't happen, but it is Hot Take Tuesday. So one that Brad Ziegler would say, hey, like this is probably not going to happen, but if it does, remember my name and remember this trade.
Yeah, I can almost promise you no one has thrown this out there. I'm going to say Jacob DeGrom to the New York Yankees. For one, it would be pulling off the unthinkable. The Yankees and Mets never make trades with each other because the rivalry is so bitter within the city. But the Yankees are in win-now mode, and they have come out and said, that I think it was actually this morning, no one in that farm system is untouchable.
All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. If you're listening on the West Coast, if you're listening on the East Coast, happy 1 o'clock. I know it is lunchtime for a lot of you. This is hour number two of the show, Fantasy Sports Today, here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network at FNTSY Radio, at Craig Mish. If you want to follow us on social media, on Twitter, make sure you like and subscribe to our show. In fact, we can send the show to you every day without you asking. All you got to do is subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever any kind of podcasts are heard, that is for sure. Starting off this hour, two pieces of breaking news that have nothing to do with baseball. That's unfortunate. But yeah, two pieces of breaking news that I see come across the wire here. The first is that LeBron James is replacing his director for Space Jam 2. Wow, this should come as a huge surprise to people based on LeBron James over the last, 10, 15 years. He doesn't like his coaches. He doesn't like the places he's playing in. He doesn't like the number that he's wearing. And now he wants to replace his director here of Space Jam 2. When is this movie even coming out? A couple of years from now, I'm going to guess. 2020. Thanks, Chris. So I would guess they'll have to push this thing back. Well, what's the deal with LeBron James? He changed his number. He wanted to give Anthony Davis his number, and now he's changing it back. Can this guy just make up his mind on stuff? Look, I covered LeBron James here in Miami for years. Arguably, it was the best period of time in the history of South Florida sports, with them winning championship after championship and going to championship after championship. But I suppose if you're LeBron, you can do whatever you want, man. You're the most popular athlete probably in the country. I guess it's him and Tom Brady, I'm going to guess, in the U.S., right? So, have at it. Change your director. Hopefully that'll make the movie better for you, although I doubt it. Space Jam 1 was an iconic movie. I doubt it'll be as good. The other piece of breaking news, boy, we're way off the rails and off the grid to start hour two. The other piece of breaking news is the bagel boss guy, And you know, I would assume that everyone knows who he is by now. If you're not, just a quick Google search will get you there. The guy who goes into different places with his video camera and gets all nuts, starts yelling at people in New York, Long Island. He's agreed to fight other celebrities in celebrity boxing. I guess his name is Chris Morgan. I never knew his name before I just found it on TMZ. That's what we are reduced to in the world, folks. You make a viral video, all of a sudden you become a celebrity boxer. This is playing out through the years over and over and over again. I don't know if I've ever told this story before on the air, honestly, but I'll tell it to you now in terms of celebrity boxing to give you an idea as to how things happen. Many years ago, I was contacted by a promoter in South Florida who said that he was going to have a celebrity boxing match and asked me if I wanted to interview Jose Canseco before the match. So I go over to the Seminole Hard Rock in Hollywood to interview him. And they're doing all of the introductions, and they waited, and then finally introduced him as Canseco without his name being Jose. So, of course, he comes out, and it was a little awkward, and I end up doing the interview, come to find out after that it was Ozzy Canseco and not even Jose Canseco. In fact, Jose sent Ozzy to do the fight for him, but because they were twins, he figured that it would be fine. Well, naturally, I figured out that it was not Jose Canseco and it was Ozzy Canseco. And I guess the fee wasn't high enough for Jose to be in this fight. And it ended up being Jose. Ozzy, whoever. Kind of a wild deal, but that indeed is true. The other part of it, too, is funny is that Ozzy was signing Jose Canseco's name on baseballs and autographs and things like that. He was even writing his MVP. I guess when you have a twin brother, that's what you could pull off. That is the nature, folks, of celebrity boxing. They didn't want to admit, by the way, that it really wasn't him. But then, of course, the day of the fight, that night, Ozzy pulled out of the fight. Naturally, he did when we realized it wasn't Jose. It was actually Ozzy. So, what a great first segment to start off with. No fantasy baseball, all the things you guys crave. But every once in a while, we got to go off the grid, and we did that there. Also, by the way, happy birthday to Jimmy Johnson, former coach of the Miami Hurricanes, former coach of the Dallas Cowboys, former coach of the Miami Dolphins. Jimmy Johnson, 76 years old today, living in the South Florida Keys, going fishing all the time, only appearing on Fox Sunday mornings now, and then ends up leaving. What a great life that guy ended up having. We'll take a quick time out here on Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be back with plenty more in just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you here until 2 o'clock. We'll turn it over to full-time fantasy. Top of the hour, Adam Ronis, Dr. Roto. They'll be all set with you. Carry up until 4 o'clock Eastern. Game time decisions coming your way at that point. Newsday reports this morning, Tim Healy, our friend who came on the show yesterday, no structural damage for Zach Wheeler. That's good news. The bad news is it's going to be really, really hard to trade a guy when he has basically one start before the All-Star game. And you know, Wheeler was a guy that Tim and I talked about yesterday. Immediately after the show, they place him on the injured list with fatigue. Injured players are just not optimal. It doesn't take a genius to know that in fantasy. But speaking of players who could be on the move, I wonder how people feel about this. The Diamondbacks are not really in a position to make a charge toward the postseason. They had a really good first kind of half of the year, but let's kind of call it what it is and be realistic. They're not catching LA, and they're probably not as good as Colorado, and I don't think they're as good as San Diego either, although San Diego has struggled. So when you look at it and you take a look at what they may or may not do, there are two players I think that are key on that team that from a fantasy perspective, I think one could be helped and one could be hurt. The player that could be helped is if they trade David Peralta to another location. I think that based on his numbers, he probably will be the same, but I'm not sure about Robbie Ray. That's the one for me. Now, when I look at Robbie Ray's numbers, and there have been reports this morning saying basically there's a chance that Arizona could look to move him. I don't know. Would he be better in the American League because he gets out of that difficult ballpark in Arizona and Chase Field? Here are the numbers. Robbie Ray has given up 55 home runs at home over the course of his career, and he's given up 41 on the road. Robbie Ray, in terms of facing batters, their on-base percentage is .342 against him at home, .308 on the road. And finally, Robbie Ray's ERA, by the way, some of these road games are Coors Field, keep that in mind. ERA at home, 4.73. ERA on the road, 3.37. So I think it's pretty much obvious that he's been a better road pitcher than at home, but I just don't know that he'll be as good in the American League as he has been in the National League. We always know that if you're counting on a strikeout pitcher, then that's what he could be. But I got to say that hearing his name being thrown out there as a potential trade candidate definitely has me intrigued. So I'm curious to see what ends up happening there. George Springer, what a season for him. George Springer missed about 3 weeks of time, and you wouldn't even know it by looking at his numbers. He's been so good. Springer's season so far, 3 more hits yesterday, 20 home runs. Is there going to be a more coveted free agent after the 2021 season than Springer? He'll be relatively young still. But he's having just some year, and I wonder if Houston's able to lock him up to another long-term deal. It's going to be tough. And his environment is excellent playing, obviously, with that lineup in Houston. But they've already locked up Altuve. They've already locked up Alex Bregman. You know that Carlos Correa at some point is going to be a free agent. I don't know. Maybe Houston doesn't have interest in signing him long-term. I don't know. He's been hurt a lot, that's for sure. The massage set him down the last time. But the World Series MVP had a little bit of a down year last year. I mean, still a great year, but a little bit of a down year. I gotta believe that after what they're seeing this year, they're really going to want to keep him in their lineup and starting lineup every day. Travis Shaw is hot in the minor leagues. The Brewers are falling apart. It isn't necessarily because of their offense. It's been more of their starting pitching and really bullpen. But Travis Shaw's got 5 home runs in his last 8 games in the minors. Brad Ziegler said last week he's the one guy to keep an eye on. He could be right. I'd love to see him end up in another location. To be honest with you, I'd love to see him end up in Miami with the Marlins. They need a guy who could hit 25, 30 home runs. I just don't know what the asking price for a player like that is. Now, he's got really nowhere to play the rest of this year. In next year, he ain't going to play second base. Keston Hira is there. Would Moustakas be a candidate to go back to Milwaukee? I don't know. But I would want some... Put it this way. If I'm in a fantasy league right now, and this kind of mirrors reality, I suppose, a little bit. But I would ask for Travis Shaw for nothing just to see, like, from another fantasy owner. I would. Just grab him just to see what happens. Maybe that person thinks that it's a little bit of fool's gold. Like, you think he's getting traded and going somewhere else. Maybe they end up dealing him to you. And then what happens if Travis Shaw goes to Toronto? What happens if he goes to Baltimore? You know that Milwaukee's going to be looking to add something here at the deadline. They're not going to just let themselves fall all over each other. I would kick the tires on that one and if I could get him. Now, look, I'm also the same guy that drafted him in my NL Talent Wars League, and he's let me down. So maybe this is somewhat of wishful thinking for me to hope that he ends up somewhere else. But I don't think that he would be a terrible trade option, both in fantasy and reality. Now, our show's a little bit different today because we got Anthony Aniano coming up next, and then we have John Gant coming up right before we end the show today. He's got a game, of course, coming up tonight. So let me do a quick scoreboard wrap up here. We don't normally do it at this time, but I feel like if I don't do it now, we're not going to have a chance to. So let me give it to you. 7:05 Eastern, Nationals and Orioles. Orioles are 28-65. This is always a nice rivalry. I wouldn't be shocked to see the Orioles pull off an upset or two here against Washington. These are just two teams that obviously are fighting over their area and fighting over the TV rights. So the Orioles will try to win these games. Let's put it that way. They may not try to win a lot of games the rest of the year, but they'll try to win these. Dodgers play the Phillies again after thrashing them yesterday. Walker Buehler starts tonight 8-1 with a 3.46 against Vince Velasquez, 2-5 with a 4.63. Rays and Yankees tonight. CC Sabathia 5-4. 4.03 ERA. Ryan Stanek is Tampa Bay's opener tonight, 0-2 with a 3.14. Andrew Kashner makes his first start for the Red Sox, and it'll be an interesting one because he goes against the Blue Jays. He's in a good spot. They'll start Jacob Wagispack tonight. The Blue Jays are just basically down to nothing in terms of starters. Clayton Richard got hurt over the weekend, too. He's going on the injured list. Tigers and Indians, Ryan Carpenter, 1-5. With an 8.36, you wouldn't dare start him in DFS, would you? Zach Plesac starts for Cleveland. Padres and Marlins, the game I'll be at tonight. Jordan Yamamoto against Logan Allen. Reds and Cubs, Anthony Disclafani starts for Cincinnati. Cubs are going to the minor leagues and starting Alec Mills tonight. Pitched last year, made 2 starts. We'll see what he ends up doing. Can't really recommend right off the cuff starting a player like that, especially against a decent offense in the Cincinnati Reds. Diamondbacks Rangers tonight. Lance Lynn starts for Texas. Interesting start tonight for Alex Young, left-handed pitcher on Arizona. He has been awesome. 13 innings pitched, 9 strikeouts with an ERA under 1. But can he keep that kind of success going? Major question, of course, there. He doesn't have a lot of track record for being nearly this good. Later games tonight, Mets and Twins, Mats and Pineda, the starters. Braves and Brewers tonight, Bryce Wilson against Brandon Woodruff, who's searching for his 11th win. One of the really big bright spots from the Brewers this year is Woodruff. He's 10-3 with a 3.67. White Sox and Royals, Dylan Cease against Sparkman. Pirates and Cardinals, Agrazal, the rookie for Pittsburgh, who's been so good, against Jack Flaherty, who's 4-6 with a 4.64. Giants and Rockies play again tonight. Pomerantz and Lambert are the starters there. Astros and Angels, an opener for Houston against Andrew Heaney. Mariners and A's, Marco Gonzalez against Daniel Menken. A little bit of an abridged scoreboard for tonight, but that's the time that we got. Coming up next, Anthony Anno joins us. We'll dive into some hot takes here on this Tuesday. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our show, however you do and wherever you do listen to it. And we'll be right back after this.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
The Morning After.
I see that Skip Bayless is on vacation. Not that I watch his show, but I was actually thinking, like, people should actually, like, tell FS1, like, we're forever boycotting every one of your sponsors unless you fire this guy when he's gone.
Gotta go.
Like, would anyone miss Skip?
I don't think anybody is going to be like, wow, you know what I really miss? Skip Bayless. Yes. Listening to him talk to Shannon show. Like, nobody's ever going to say that.
You see, America?
That's the problem.
He's a menace.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here as we check in for the first time since we started up our show with one of my frequent guests and friends from what I used to host over on Satellite Radio. Of course, we want to bring him here on this show. You can find him at A. Aniano Fantasy and also his work at rotoballer.com. Anthony Aniano joins us to talk a little fantasy baseball. Anthony, thanks for coming on the show. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Craig. Good catch up with you again today to talk some baseball.
And thanks so much for spending the time with me here on the show. Really appreciate it. And, you know, football is coming quick, so we want to make sure we help our fantasy baseball listeners still with winning their championships. Want to still do that. I'll start off with this subject here because I think we are running out of time in our leagues to win and probably running out of time to make trades as well with the Major League Baseball trade deadline in 2 weeks and usually the fantasy trade deadline coming up in about a month. Are there any buy low players that you find out there that if you're in a fantasy league you would target because you think they could be up to something sneaky here in the next couple months?
Yeah, I have a couple of big names who have struggled, and I've actually seen people give up on a player like Matt Carpenter, you know, currently hitting .215 with the 10 home runs, and he's not going to match what he did last year. I don't know if anybody really expected him to match it when they drafted him, but they expected better than .215 with 10 home runs. But there are some signs here that I like. I mean, this is a guy with a career hard hit percentage of 38.6, and this year he's still hitting the ball hard almost 43% of the time. You know, last season his batting average on balls in play was .291. This year it's .268. So Matt Carpenter is the type of player who I see was running into a little bit of tough luck. And at some point, that usually has a way of correcting itself. What better way than now, mid-July into August, give you a little power surge down the stretch. And I can make the same argument for like Jose Ramirez of the Indians, who's been a huge disappointment. I know he's sprinkled in some stolen bases, the 9 steals. But again, he's hitting .225 with that .239 batting average on balls in play. But when you look at that hard hit percentage for a career of 30.9%, last season it was 36.1%. This season it's actually even harder at 36.8%. Starting to come out of it a little bit in recent weeks, but if somebody's still looking at the overall numbers and only the 8 home runs and the .225 batting average, you may be able to get somebody they're willing to give up on who's just starting to run into some better luck because he is hitting the ball hard. You know, so those are two bats. And on the mound, I'll take Jack Flaherty if anybody wants to give him up from St. Louis if I'm chasing strikeouts. And that's one of the keys now. Don't necessarily get the best player. Get somebody who fills a need, and especially if you're in a 5x5 roto. You know, this is a guy who's still striking out 10 batters per 9 innings, just about less than 3 walks, striking out over 26% of the batters he faces. And his last outing at San Francisco was terrific, 7 innings, 1 earned, 6 Ks. So those guys who have struggled and disappointed owners, A, there's too much talent there to continue, and B, they've run into some bad luck that eventually, logic says, corrects itself.
We're talking to Anthony Aniano and discussing a little fantasy baseball, some really good buy-low candidates, I thought, there. The only question is, obviously, Anthony, with Carpenter, his health has really been an issue, and hopefully he'll be able to be okay and even play tonight. We'll have John Gant coming on the show a little bit, talk about the Cardinals. All right, so Anthony, when it comes to fantasy, there's always, you know, buy low candidates, but the other part of this is looking at players that you want to acquire for a stretch run, and you said that there's a couple there that you like. Are there players that you would trade because with the trade deadline, you want to get rid of them, and it may not necessarily be about performance, but just about location, and it could be playing time now, that they're going to lose playing time in a week or two. Who would those players be if you were to identify those?
You have to really monitor the rumor mill when it comes to the relief pitching, and that's really the biggest rumor you're hearing is the relievers. And good teams with closers already who are looking to lock down other top-flight relievers. You know, the big rumor I'm hearing today is the Dodgers are really interested in Giants closer Will Smith. Will Smith goes to the Dodgers. His value is decimated unless you're in a holds league because he won't be the ninth inning guy. Guys like Ken Giles, you know, if they end up going to a team like the Nationals, the Dodgers, where a closer is already in place, you know, they can lose a tremendous amount of value. Alex Colomé with the White Sox, Shane Green with Detroit. All of these closers on non-playoff teams could very easily end up somewhere where they're no longer closers. Those players make me nervous. Okay, you want to, at the very least, if you're not able to trade them off, you may have to look at that replacement on that team as somebody to add now before a fab bidding war begins for a guy like a Daniel Hudson, a Joe Jimenez, whoever it may be, Aaron Bummer with the White Sox, whoever would be next in line there. You may have to add them now in order to keep your saves and keep your closer ratio strong if those guys move to teams where they're not going to close. One bat I'm leery of right now, and I'm going to try to move him now, is with Baltimore, and that's Trey Mancini. That 21% strikeout rate is excellent for him, 281, 17 home runs. He's had a terrific first half, but we know he's not a long-term solution in Baltimore. He's the type of guy, though, who could go to a contending team and become a power bat off the bench, losing a lot of value if you have him in a corner infield or a utility role, somebody who could lose value offensively because he could go somewhere, not be an everyday player, be a bat off the bench, and really just not give you the regular at-bats you expect.
There you go. Some names from Anthony Adiano that could be up for the trade deadline here. You got to be very careful about that, and the time is now to move those guys, especially if you play in these novice leagues that are not keeper leagues as well. While we have Anthony here from rotoballer.com, Anthony, the other part of this is that so many teams are still competitive, especially in the National League, it's hard to disseminate who's in and who's out. So I could kind of say that Miami is not going to be involved in the National League. I would assume they're out. The Giants, although they've made a run, they have a decision to make here in a week or two. The Mets probably. AL is a little bit easier. Baltimore, Kansas City, Detroit, we know that they're out. Are there any gems on any of those teams that you would see as a positive for the rest of the season? Because you know what, after they trade some players, they're going to give whoever's left full complement of plate appearances and, from a pitching perspective, full complement of starts for the rest of the season.
Yeah, there's a couple of players that intrigue me. You know, with Baltimore as a middle infield option, you got the kid, Hanser Alberto. If you're chasing batting average, he's hitting .303, striking out less than 10% of the time. He's been sneaky productive. I've used him in some DFS games as well. Just sneaky productive middle infield at-bats could be there. You know, Baltimore, maybe they get an offer for Jonathan Villar. So he goes. Alberto continues to play. Keep an eye on AAA. He's a top 60 prospect, Ryan Mountcastle. Who knows if he gets a September call-up and they give him a month's worth of at-bats there potentially with Baltimore. In Detroit, you know, I don't know if anybody's paying attention to the numbers Candelario has put up since his recall on June 26th, right? He started off terribly. I have him in one of the dynasty leagues, I think, wearing together, Craig. But now he's sitting at .321 with a .387 on base percentage and 5 home runs, 12 RBIs since June 26th. And he's going to continue to play. 26 years old. Detroit needs to see if he's a long-term building block on this organization. So he'll play the rest of the way, especially if he's hitting like this. So he's somebody who can help down the stretch. And one surprise here, I don't know if people are realizing how good Ian Kennedy is pitching. And yeah, I can't see him getting traded. Remember, he's got a huge contract with the Royals. It's not movable. He's got a couple of years left on it. So it's a closer who, unlike the other closers I mentioned, he's not tradable. He's just getting paid too much. Yet, he's striking out 29% of the batters he faces. He's got 14 saves. Yahoo leagues, he's less than 60% owned. So here's a guy, if it's not a 12-14 team league, or maybe some guys are snoozing a little bit, other closers can move. Ian Kennedy type of closer who could come in and give you a boost if you lose some of your reliever depth.
Yeah, that's a great point that Anthony makes. Kennedy is under contract for the rest of this year and next year. He's owed $16.5 million next year and basically $8 million now, so $24 million. The only way that that would end up happening is if some team were to take on the majority of that salary and to just have a ninth-inning guy getting paid more than Craig Kimbrell got this offseason. Yeah, it just doesn't seem to make sense, but good point by you. He could end up getting saves the rest of the way. Real quick, like a minute to go, Anthony. I know your work is over at rotoballer.com. What's kind of the latest for you there? Are you all systems go with football now, or what's happening?
Doing both. I'm all over the Rotoballer YouTube channel. I break down some baseball over the weekend, break down some football during the week. So I'm on that YouTube channel. you know, every other day, it seems like, doing a lot of football rankings, positional rankings. And every weekend on the YouTube channel, I talk about some hitters and pitchers that need to get on your roster, some guys who are under-owned or on hot streaks that you may want to consider adding before you put those fab waiver wire budgets in.
All right, Anthony, thanks so much again for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. We'll follow your work over at rotoballer.com at A. Aniano Fantasy. Have yourself a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up soon, okay? Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks, Craig. Thanks for having me, and enjoy the rest of your summer, bud.
I appreciate it. Anthony Aniano joining us. He's been on our shows here and shows that I've done for many, many years. Happy to see the success that he's having in the fantasy industry, that is for sure. All right, what we'll do is we'll take one more time out here on the show. Coming up next, we'll check in on the St. Louis Cardinals. They've won a few games in a row here and really doing a nice job staying in the race. But one of the main reasons why has been the pitcher on the St. Louis Cardinals. That is John Gant, 7-0 this season, coming out of the bullpen and basically keeping him in that swing role, 6th, 7th, 8th inning, and he's been getting the job done all season long. Also, what we'll do is we will take a final tally and vote and see who you guys voted who will still have fantasy value if they get traded. We did have Ian Kennedy on that list, so perhaps a really good point by Anthony. Is there even a chance that they would be able to move a player that still owed $24 million over the next year and a half? That would seem to be unlikely. And then coming up at the top of the hour, it's time for a little full-time fantasy. Adam Ronis, Dr. Roto will take you from 2 to 4, game time decisions. And, of course, our full schedule is over at FantasySportsNetwork.com. I'm Craig Mish. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more to come before we get out of here on this Tuesday. And we'll be right back with more of Fantasy Sports Today in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here at about 1:40 Eastern time here on the show. And another big game tonight for the Cardinals as they're going to take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. St. Louis playing some good ball right now. Jack Flaherty will be on the mound. And in all likelihood, at some point this series, we're going to see our next guest on the mound. And boy, what a great season he has had. John Gant of the St. Louis Cardinals, 7-0 on the season, 2.54 earned run average, and has really emerged in 2019 as one of the best setup men, swingmen in all of Major League Baseball. He joins us now here on the show to talk about that success and about what's going on with the Cardinals. Johnny, thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be on.
Well, listen, John, I saw you pitch a bunch in the spring, and as a starting pitcher, I thought that you had a great shot to crack the rotation. And so that didn't happen. But then the success that you've had out of the bullpen has made me even more excited for you. I know you don't aspire necessarily to be a bullpen guy, but man, you have been lights out this year. What happened?
You know, just having fun playing baseball, man. Like you said, didn't crack that starting rotation, which was the original plan. But, you know, God takes us on the path we're supposed to be on in life, and found myself in the bullpen having a great time and just being able to help the team, and that's my job. That's what I love to do.
Yeah, and somehow, and the interesting part of this, John, I wanted to ask you, because a lot of people make, some people think wins matter, some people don't. I remember talking to Miles before the season, and I asked him if wins still meant something, and he said to me point blank, if you don't think wins mean something, then you're a loser. And there you are. I mean, point blank, he said it. And then here you are with 7 wins on the season, and we talk reality, we talk fantasy on this show. I know a lot of that is right place, right time, but man, it certainly seems as though you're just racking up those wins this year.
Yeah, most of that, just like you said, right place, right time, but I think wins do matter. The only thing that matters in our game are team wins. At the end of the day, this is a team sport, so all the individual stats don't really matter at all when you get down to it. So, you know, we're looking for those team wins, and that's it.
John Gant is with us. He's in the bullpen for the St. Louis Cardinals, 2.54 earned run average. Has also picked up a few saves. And John, in the bullpen, when you're sitting out there waiting, I know it's been a bunch of different guys out there. You've been one of them. Unfortunately, Jordan Hicks went down with the injury. And now it seems, at least for the time being, that Carlos is back, Carlos Martinez, and he's getting saves as well. When you watch him, does he seem to feel comfortable in that role? I know he was a bullpen guy a few years ago, and now he's back in that role again. What are you seeing there?
No doubt about it, he's comfortable in that role. You see how he comes out and just attacks hitters with all his stuff, which is unreal, by the way. He might have the best stuff on the team. Just a crazy talented dude, and he wants it bad, and it's impressive to see what he can go out there and do for this team.
Yeah, and I think that him being in the ninth inning, or you or anyone else, it gives the team a very big boost. But there's always, as you go along the season, you go along you have adversity. I guess that's the best way to put it. But right now, you guys are playing good baseball, and you're a couple of games over 500. The one thing that I wanted to ask you, John, is it seems like a lot of pitchers, even in your rotation, are having a harder time getting guys out. And one of the reasons why they've mentioned is because perhaps the baseball is different. And who to speak to would be better than to talk to somebody like you who's actually having a really good season despite of what everyone is saying. So are you kind of buying into that? Do you think there's something to it? Does it feel different? Do you see it coming off the bat different? Because the stats all look like that there is definitely something different going on. But what do you think? Is there?
The baseballs are flying off the bat this year, but you never really know. I mean, I don't know if anybody's conducting an investigation or anything like that. I know one thing, and that is that every pitcher in the league is pitching with the same baseball, and every hitter in the league is hitting the same baseball. So I don't think there's any advantage or disadvantage that has been created. I think, we're all playing the same game, so that's That's it, you know.
All right. Well, we'll see if that is indeed the case. We'll see. My worry, John, is that I think I have baseball figured out this year for the numbers. And then when I try to predict what happens next year, I may be completely wrong, because if the ball changes or something like that, then I look foolish, and we know how that goes. John, do you follow other sports, basketball, football? Like, what kind of piques your interest when you're done playing during the regular season? What do you do in the off season?
I don't watch too many other sports. I love to play other sports, but watching just doesn't really do it for me. In the off season, I like to fish. I like to hang out with my friends. I'll go stay at a friend of mine's property in Georgia. Got a bunch of acres. I'll go run around in the woods and just hang out outside all day.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to take some sort of break from playing baseball. What did you do with the All-Star break? What did you do with that? You know, by the way, I know you probably don't want to go too far into this, but it was a disgrace to me that you did not make the All-Star team. I just want to say it on your behalf. I know you won't say it, but man, you should have been on that team. I don't know how you didn't. You were, I mean, one of the best bullpen arms in all of baseball. I know there's always going to be a limit as to how many guys they could put in there. So without you commenting on it, I wanted to say that for you. So there you go.
Well, I appreciate you thinking so.
All right. So what did you do during the All-Star break when you were not in the game?
During the All-Star break, I went and hung out with my family. They were in Daytona Beach. Family's gone there every year since I can remember, every summer, same time. So went and hung out with them, and it was a whole lot of fun, man. Got some much-needed rest and relaxation, and it was nice to see them for a change.
You know, it's really hot, by the way, here. I know that you play in Jupiter in spring training, Johnny. Here in Florida, I live in Hollywood, about an hour south of Jupiter, and
okay.
it's like 95 degrees here every day. You're luckier in the Midwest for the time being. I know that's not where you're
getting to be that time of year, huh?
Yeah, man, it is super hot. Johnny Gant is with us here, a bullpen arm in the St. Louis Cardinals. A couple more minutes with him. And so I guess the natural question here, John, is that I follow the Cardinals as closely as any other team in baseball. You guys have arguably the most passionate fans in baseball. And up until about a week ago, you probably would have determined the season a little bit of a disappointment. But here you guys go right again. It looks like Milwaukee's falling back a little bit. You guys are playing real well. Nobody really knows for sure where the Cubs are going to be. What do you think the second half of the season, the final 60 or 70 so games, are going to look like for you guys? Because I really don't even know.
Well, you know, we got high hopes about it. There's a lot of baseball left to play, a lot of time to make a push. And like you've been saying, we're playing good baseball right now. So we're very excited for what the future holds. And just ready to keep this ball rolling, ready to make this push.
All right, last question for John Gant of the St. Louis Cardinals. I obviously know that your goal long-term, like a lot of pitchers in the big leagues, is probably to be a starter. But sometimes things don't work out and you excel at different roles. I know that the rest of the season, it's pretty obvious at this point, the Cardinals, I don't think, are going to change what you're doing there. You've been so successful at it. Do you think that your future holds more of a bullpen? Would you like to go back to being a starter in the future? Just so I can kind of get an idea for when we talk next year, what we talked about this year. What do you think inevitably holds in your future?
Hard to answer a future question like that. I can tell you I'm having a great time doing what I'm doing in the bullpen right now. I previously had always seen myself as a starter, but like I said earlier, you know, God puts us in these situations, and here I am in the situation where I feel it is right where I belong and right where I'm supposed to be at this moment. As far as what the future holds for me, I can't say for sure. If they need me to start, then I'll be real happy doing that. And if they need me to stay in the bullpen, I'll be real happy doing that. I just want to help this team any way I can and have fun doing it.
Well, you're having fun this year for sure. I know that the Cardinals are going to play well here in these last 70 games. You guys played really well down the stretch last year and just came up a little bit short. You'll get guys healthy back. And then I'll look forward to catching up with you again in spring training, Johnny, and next year here on the show. I really appreciate you coming on. Best of luck tonight and the rest of the season. And I'm really pulling for you here, especially on one of my fantasy teams. I got you. You've helped me out big time. So thanks again, okay?
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, John Gant of the St. Louis Cardinals here on the show. Thanks again for him coming on the program. And I got to tell you, like, I look at players in the big leagues and they have to make these adjustments. They don't always work out, but he has just been like, and I think that he said it best. Look, the wins for a pitcher, especially a bullpen arm, are going to be right place, right time. But if I told you at the beginning of the year, an undrafted player in fantasy, now I drafted Gant. He's like the best pick that I had probably all year. I drafted him in my NL-only Tout Wars League. And the last round, I thought that he would crack the rotation. He did not. How he's got more wins than like Jacob DeGrom. 7-0 with a 2.54 earned run average and 3 saves. He's got you wins and he's gotten you saves. So he has just been fantastic. The only question is what is St. Louis going to do about the starting rotation in the future? Michaelis has been okay. He's been much better lately. Dakota Hudson's been good. Flaherty's been a disappointment for sure. Adam Wainwright, well, the last month has been as good as he's ever been. I don't know what's going on with him. He could pitch another year if he wants to in the big leagues, and Michael Wacha has not had a good year for them. Daniel Ponce de Leon's been fantastic, but does he project long-term? St. Louis always has these players that overachieve, that come out of nowhere, and I think that he kind of falls in line with that, and we definitely appreciate him and the St. Louis Cardinals with helping us out here on the show today, getting John Gant on the show. Now I can send you out some interesting information and ideas that we may have as we continue our show here. Coming up next, it's time for a little exit velocity on the show. And the topic will circle around basically players that could get traded that may or may not hold their fantasy value. You heard Anthony Ano talk about it here on the show. Closer is a very big position in fantasy. I'll tell you whether or not you guys voted for a player that I like that may continue to hold fantasy value for the rest of the way. We'll be back on tomorrow's show, by the way. We'll have Gray Albright on the program. He'll do our three up, three down segment. He'll cry a little bit about Herman Marquez, who got blown up on the Colorado Rockies. And then we close out the rest of the week. And then, yeah, next week it's time to really just go all in on the MLB trade deadline. Because the following week, training camp opens in the NFL. You know we're going to be absorbed with that. So it's one more full week of all fantasy baseball talk. And then we'll shift over and keep in touch with what's going on in the NFL as well. Full-time fantasy is coming your way at 2 o'clock Eastern. I know Adam Ronis and Dr. Roto are chomping at the bit to get back to some fantasy football discussion. They'll hold it down from 2 to 4 Eastern. Gabe Morency is back in the house with some game-time decisions. And as always, be sure to like and subscribe to this show. Those are tangible things that we see, that we know, especially if you're downloading us on iTunes in the Apple Store. Every once in a while, I will check that out to see people who liked, subscribe, and rated the show. I read all of the comments, as well as the comments that you can send on social media to us at FNTSY Radio, on Twitter, at Craig Mish, and, of course, FNTSY as we continue our march toward the football season, and some really fun stuff coming up for you, both in fantasy and in the wagering world as well. We'll take a quick time out here on the show. Exit Velocity is next, and we'll be back after this.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Sunsetter Awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you. Full-time fantasy's coming up next. You don't want to go anywhere if you're listening live. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow here on the show at noon. We'll have a lot of fun with Gray Albright. He'll be on the show. We'll play a little You Make the Call. And speaking of which, if you guys listen to the show, especially the end of the show, since it's Hot Take Tuesday, we deliver you our final hot take of the day with a little exit velocity.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit velocity.
Nice velocity.
All right, a little exit velocity to end the show. You make the call. You guys voted here on the program. I want to make sure that we give it to you here. You guys voted who will hold the most fantasy value when traded. And here you go. By a margin of 65%, Will Smith was your vote amongst Will Smith, Shane Green, Ian Kennedy, and Sergio Romo. The vote was for Will Smith of the San Francisco Giants. Why? Because he still could get saves wherever he goes. Shane Green obviously has a chance to go from Detroit to somewhere else and get saves. Ian Kennedy probably won't get traded. And then Sergio Romo is going nowhere. Wrong. Sergio Romo's getting traded. Guys, why don't you guys vote at all for Sergio Romo? Maybe get some saves somewhere else. Come on. No love for Sergio here in Miami? Oh, well. All right, that will do it for the show. Want to thank everybody listening, everybody calling in. We really appreciate it. Want to thank our guests on the show today as well. Anthony Aniano from rotoballer.com. Also want to thank our special guest from the St. Louis Cardinals, John Gant, for coming on the show and talking some reality with us. Really appreciate that as well. Always a blast delivering Major League Baseball players on this program to you. We're the only fantasy show in the country doing it live, doing it on demand, and letting you hear from the players that you have on your teams. And we'll continue to do that for you in fantasy football as well. Also, thanks to our producer, as always, Chris Pavona. I'm Craig Mish. Full-time fantasy is coming up next, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow at noon. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.